Slacker and Steve on demand.
So we want to talk about curses. There was a story out about travel curses, and we're going to get to that. You know that you believe in this somewhat, because that cursed candy dish that used to be in this building,
right.
There was something legit.
That's the closest thing that I can believe in a curse, is that damn candy dish.
Part of our two-headed producer monster, T-Hack and Aaron, Aaron is cursed. We're starting to believe that she's cursed. She literally came in the studio the other day and said, didn't Stan Lee die? And then what happened?
He just passed away.
Right.
He was still alive. He was fine when she asked.
Uh-huh.
And she inquired.
Uh-huh.
And now he's not here anymore.
You know what she asked me when I got here?
What's that?
She said, do you think Steve's feeling okay?
What? She's on a roll. She's going to test out on other people now that she doesn't like. Okay.
You think Steve's car will break down? Okay. Anything? She had a curse with her car. She got a car.
That's
like,
true.
Wrecked it. She went through three cars in like under a year. Then we get the other half of the two-headed monster. T-Hack comes in. He's like, yeah, I don't know, man. You were talking about your car. And then his wife's car blows up.
Like right then.
She is.
Yeah,
there's something going on.
It's an e-curse.
She's cursed. Okay. So if you believe in curses, like we want other people to call and tell us how bad your curse is. Because I think they're real.
You do. Yeah. You do.
Don't.
Yeah.
So the cursed candy dish of Entercom.
Because I can't refute what's going on with that.
Forgive us if you've heard this before, but anytime curses come up, this is one of those stories that you just have to.
Mm-hmm.
There was a woman who worked here years and years and years ago, and she was always known as the candy lady.
Yeah.
And she had this little candy dish, which, by the way, is missing.
No, I thought you buried it or something.
No, oh yeah, I took it out. I'm not driving with that thing. What if candy falls in it? If you're the person who has the candy dish with candy in it, you're done.
Yeah, did we determine?
You're fired.
As long as there's not candy.
It has never affected us as long as we never put any candy in it.
Okay.
So she had this candy dish, and she got fired, okay? The candy dish may or may not have had anything to do with it, but that woman was clearly a master of the dark arts.
Okay.
And on her way out of the building, she did the hooga booga and cursed the candy dish because it sat on her empty cubicle desk forever. And then finally somebody went, I miss going over there and getting candy and having a conversation. So I'm going to be the candy lady. Yoink. Grabs the candy dish, puts it on her desk.
Mm-hmm.
3 days later, she's fired. And this is somebody you would have never thought would ever get fired.
And this is true. You're right.
Gone.
You're right. We were all like, what?
How did she get fired?
And then you were like, oh.
The candy dish.
And
the candy dish has then moved to a couple different. I'm just going to, you know, then it was like the receptionist was like, you know, let's just move it down here. Nothing bad ever happens to that. Gone. New receptionist.
Yeah. Yes.
So anybody who takes this candy dish and puts candy in it. And invites people to come to their desk.
Doomed. But you said, I thought we had it under wraps. I thought we
had it in our office.
Quarantined.
And then like the last time we talked about cursed.
It got out.
No, somebody hit us up on Facebook and said, you know what?
I'll take the dish.
I don't believe in this. I'm going to come get it.
That's right.
And you know what? Our legal people wouldn't let it happen.
Because
I know they can't. But what if something bad happened to them and their like spouse went. Last time I saw her, she was on her way to Slacker and Steve to get a candy dish.
See, and now we're all.
We weren't allowed to give the cursed candy dish out.
I don't believe in curses, but that is the closest.
There's something
going on there.
So the thing about travel curses, the 14% of people believe that there's some sort of curse on them when they travel.
Like on a bus or on a plane or a
like
horseback.
I think it's like when you
canoe.
When you do any sort of traveling on a canoe, I lose an oar. I can't figure it out, you people.
I feel oarless.
I feel up a creek without a paddle. It's like a curse. No, it's like I used to have this where anything that could go wrong would. Like you're trying to get somewhere and it's like your first flight's delayed. And then you get to the place where you got to make a connection and they've lost your bags. And then you're just like one thing happens after another. And then you get sat next to a baby who's barfing all over you.
Yeah.
Or you get sat next to the weird dude who can't stop like falling asleep on you and slobbering on your shoulder. And you're just like, you feel like there's a travel curse on you. Between that dish... Producer Aaron killing people.
Okay, yes, there's a lot going on.
Here's what I think we do. I think we ask her who she thinks the next celebrity to die is. Flat out.
Okay.
Who do you think it could be? And if they're the next person to die, she's cursed.
Okay.
She can pick anybody. Young, old, I mean, anybody.
And it has to be a celeb.
Yeah, so that way we could prove it. Because if she just says, woman named Norma in Arvada, it's like, how, I mean, there's no way, yeah. Although Norma, I'm sorry.
Oh, but like,
she probably just died if Aaron just said it out loud.
So I want to make sure that you and I are safe because we're not a celeb at any level. So we're okay.
We're safe. She can name our names all day long. Okay. So we're going to get her answer to figure out who's the next one to go. Dude, she just walked. I thought Stanley was dead. Now he is.
Wait, what's that thing about threes?
Right.
She has to say
two.
She has to pick two now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's going to.
Okay.
This is turning into like a Vegas thing. I heard Slacker and Steve's producers got odds on
who's dying.
Who's old. It doesn't even have to be old, but it.
Oh,
like somebody super. Betty White.
Oh. She's going to kill
Betty.
Look
at her face. Is Betty White going to live? She says she's Betty White's going to live.
Aaron's killing Barry.
No, Barry White. Barry White. Okay. It's Barry White. We think Barry White might already be dead. Okay. All right. This is where we're going to figure out who's going to die next, thanks to cursed Aaron. Right. In fact, she's just cursed Aaron from now.
Cursed Aaron.
Yes, cursed Aaron. If you feel like you're cursed, we want to hear why. Nicole?
Yay.
Yay.
Cursed.
So it's not me. It's actually my husband. Every time he gets a business card printed from the company he's working for, like 2 weeks later, he gets fired.
Oh, no.
Do you know what? That, yeah. That is actually, I've seen that happen. Remember the office, the office that our boss is in was cursed for a really long time. People would come in there. When you're the program director of a radio station, you work there for about 6 months before we get you fired.
Okay.
And anytime somebody would put pictures on the wall, they'd be gone.
Well, they would personalize.
Yes. The second they personalize something.
That's true.
Just like your husband. Yeah. But this guy, like, finally, he put some stuff up. And
yeah, I don't.
Well, this time I told him, he's worked at this company for about 5 years now, and I told him you can never get business cards.
Right?
Yeah, don't let him.
So far.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah.
Be careful. Thank you for the call. Patrick.
Yeah.
Die.
Cursed.
So, yeah, my mom is cursed. Whenever she goes on vacation, it seems like family members drop like flies.
Oh, no.
They die when she goes on vacation. I know people like that.
What?
So, when I was about 21, my dad passed away the day that we were supposed to be getting on board a cruise up in Alaska. And actually, that was the day that his funeral was. So, it was about a week before he passed away.
Weird.
More recently, she was supposed to be going on vacation. Her dad passed away the day before she was supposed to leave.
Holy crap.
Her brother passed away the day of the funeral.
What?
So anytime she books a trip, everyone should just lock themselves down.
So Expedia should just tackle this woman and just...
You don't get to travel, woman! You're done! Thank you for the call.
Whoa.
There's something there.
Yeah.
Kelly.
Yay!
Yay!
Cursed.
So... I think my parents' house is cursed.
Okay.
It burnt down, and then exactly 1 year later, same time, same day, the exact same house burnt down again.
No, it did not.
No way.
It did, I swear.
What?
How does that happen?
We never found a cause for the first fire. It was investigated for 6 months, and a ton of things were ruled out, and they never found a reason why. It just combusted one day.
And then it did it again.
Same time, same day.
Three words. Indian burial ground.
What? It is.
It's got to be something like that.
That's my theory.
Wait, why on the exact same day?
It's an arson. Well, very punctual arson.
Very, hold on. Oh, that's right. I got to go burn down that address today.
I set the reminder in my...
Mac. This phone's going off. Oh, crap. I got to burn. They built it again?
Ugh. Yeah, we built it again, the same foundation, and it caught fire again. And now it's rebuilt a third time. And it has not burnt down or had any fire since, but we have it blessed by five religions.
Shut your mouth. You really did?
Yeah.
You covered
them all.
You're
just dragging everybody in. What religion are you? Say something nice about our house.
The Catholics, the Presbyterians, the Buddhists, the Mormons, and one other that I can't remember.
That must be the one that helped.
Exactly.
Wow.
Wow, that is definitely cursed. Thank you for the call, Kelly. Steve?
Yeah, I cursed. I was in Maui, and my family was telling me that you can't take any rocks off the black beaches.
Yep.
Or you'll be cursed. So I decided to take black rock anyways because I didn't believe it. And I was bringing it to my girlfriend. And when I got back to the hotel we were staying at, I started breaking out in hives and rashes. And so we threw the rock away, and I woke up the next morning, and my rashes were gone.
Get out.
Dude, I'm telling you, there's some about the Hawaii curses that are real.
It's weird. It's like a folklore.
We've gotten calls from other people saying the hives and the rashes are something that, like, what on the rock could give you hives?
Exactly. It's volcanic.
No.
Yep. It's bad for you.
That was...
the pumice that comes up and the magma. From the center, there's nothing good.
You're
just
saying words you can, those three words you remember from elementary school. Pumice, magma, core, baking soda, vinegar.
Crazy.
Wow. And so, but in your case, giving the rock back to the island stopped the curse.
Stopped the curse. And I was freaking out because I was about to fly back home.
Yeah, you don't want to take the plane down.
No, I do not.
Wow.
That's a...
I'm not, since you're the naysayer, Steve, thank you for the call, Steve.
Is his girlfriend. Yeah. What?
Rubbed something on him? I will fly you to Hawaii if you'll steal some black rocks.
Oh, dude, how many do you want? I'll bring bags of them.
Okay.
I'll buy an extra ticket and fly with bags of black rocks.
I can't wait to watch that.
Okay. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.